That's right. I'm here. How about you? You enjoying this afternoon? Gosh, it's beautiful out there. Just got opportunity, as I said, to run out for a minute, and we were loving it. That's right. But listen, I was down there this morning, beautiful morning to be down there at the greenhouse, which is right down there on Phoenix Street. So I want to play part of that interview. We're going to talk about some of the things that they had to say, but here is Ann Barklow, who is now working for the city of Greenwood and working in those greenhouses and doing a fantabulous job. And, of course, our own city gardener, Dwight Long, talking about the greenhouse and the projects in Uptown Greenwood at the greenhouse. We're toperarying here this afternoon on WCRS. All right. Well, I am down here at the Greenwood Greenhouse. How about that? Right here on Phoenix Street, right across from the soccer fields there. And I have Dwight Long with me here today and Ann Barklow. She's a certified horticulturist, master gardener, and arborist for over 25 years. She is from Los Angeles, had her own business out there. And Ann, did you ever think when you moved to Greenwood that you'd be working on big structures, all these topiaries?
No, I had no idea what a topiary was. So I just always thought of them as those evergreen shrubs that were pruned into shape. So this is a whole new world for me. And I started working on them just minimally 3 years ago with the master gardeners. But this is a whole new world for me, yes.
So now you are working with the city of Greenwood, right? Yes. And this is a job that really takes all year long, correct?
Yes, it does. It's like, you know, now we're actually maintaining them now. We've got them all plugged in with plants and they're ready to go. And we're doing some final touches here and there with the irrigation. And then they'll go out on the square and then we'll maintain them out there. And then we'll bring them back and we'll maintain them out here. And then we'll plan. We've already planning for next year. So we've got some great ideas going. So it is year long. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, I also have Dwight Long here, and of course, he is the chief city gardener right here. And I tell you what do you think about this new setup here, Dwight?
Oh, it's great. This is going to give us so much room to grow, and the plants, the topiaries will look better when we put them out there. They'll be in better shape. So this is really great here, and we can propagate, we can cut cost in the way of the plant. So I'm really, really excited. I know I don't look it, but I am.
Yes, we're talking to Dwight Long today. Dwight, you're always excited. I mean, when you look at this, I mean, I know they're not ready to go, but God, they look fabulous. And I agree with you, the condition. And of course, one of the other issues is by having this greenhouse right here and growing the plants right in here, when you move them, it's not as much, shall we say, stress on the topiaries?
Exactly. We don't have far to go now. It's just a quarter of a mile down the road and we're gonna put them out. So we can't get up to speed to knock any of the plants off. So 60 miles an hour we can't do. So now we can just, it's not very far. I mean, it's great.
And of course, if you need extra plants, you'll always have plants right here so you can go, shall we say, plug them and fix them and keep them in good shape.
That's right. Some of the plants, we've got them in growing in larger containers so that if we do have some that sort of disappear, then we'll be able to put something back in and fix the issue.
Now, of course, not only that, but Anne, you were telling me that you feel guilty like plugging the chicken. You're afraid you're hurting the cow over there, correct?
Well, that's right. When they're just moss, it's not so bad. But after they have quite a bit of plants in them, they start looking really lifelike. And then I feel bad, like plugging the cow's nostrils and things like that with flowers. But
and do you talk to your friends here?
Well, you do. Yeah. You do. You do, and you usually have names for them, and, you know, you don't usually share those names with other people, but, you know, you have a relationship with them all.
Well, how's it been for you to learn? Yeah, you were telling me earlier that it's so much different than just plants in the ground.
Yes, yes. Horizontal is what I'm used to gardening in, and this is vertical, so everything works differently. The water works differently, the way you irrigate them, you know, just there's so much to learn. And then there's the shade and sun when they get out on the square is going to be different. And so there's, it's a whole world to grow vertically. So
you've had to expand your horizons on what you had to learn when you came for this job, yeah?
Yeah, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, you know, I mean, coming from Los Angeles, how did you end up here in Greenwood?
Well, our friends moved here, and we had been looking to get out of California because it had become such a cement jungle, and there's so little wildlife and trees. And so we thought, well, we'll go visit our friends in Greenwood, South Carolina. We looked it up on the
map. Cross country here.
I know. We looked it up on the map and go, wow, it's way on the other side. It's at the Atlantic Ocean. And we were on the Pacific Ocean. So we just ventured over here and we sat outside one night and ate homemade peppermint ice cream and listened to all the frogs and the crickets. And I said, that's
sold.
It. That's it. We're moving here. And we did.
So how long have you been living here?
We've been almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years next month.
So, and I guess you joined up with the Master Gardeners out here and got involved, right?
I did. I needed to find a place to learn the plants here because the growing environment is way different than Los Angeles, you know, where the low is 50 and the high is 75. So it's way different here. And so I went there and got a good education there.
Well, Master Gardeners. Now, one of the things that you were telling me this year with the Master Gardeners, they're actually doing the Jeep and you're going to have plants and you're going to be showing people what the plants are. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, they often do the Jeep and they're doing it again this year. And one of the things that they've added to it is an educational component, which we'd like to do to all of them, but we're starting with the Jeep to see how it works out, and we'll have a sign in front of the Jeep with pictures of the plants that we've used, and people can look at it and find out the botanical name and the common name and the culture requirements needed, whether it's sun or shade or, you know, what the best environment.
Because that's one of the problems. You see pretty plants and you want to plant them in your area and it may not even work, right?
That's right. And, you know, signs are something we want to incorporate in the city, too, and hopefully in the future, you know, just some educational components.
Sure. Now, Dwight, you were telling me that this year you're actually going to have some of the plants that are in the topiaries in the ground around them. So and they'll be able to let them grow bigger. And what is it like as far as moving the plants out to the landscape area and some of the changes that are going to be made?
Well, there's not too much to really moving it out or planting them in the landscape, but they will be larger because they're going to get more nutrition from the ground, from the soil that's there. And so they will be larger, and that allows the visitors to really look at it and say, this is what it's going to look like. This is how large it gets. Some of these plants get maybe 18 inches tall, and so we're going to have to clip them to make the topiary look.
Otherwise,
like
they
it's
can get to
to
look a little overgrown or a little raggedy, right?
We don't want them to look like a big bubble, and that's the challenge with any of the plants that you put in the topiary, and being vertical and horizontal because we got the panels from the Velux topiary that is a bit horizontal. That's a combination of horizontal and vertical. But the for the most part, it is horizontal. So let's say the camera as an example, you can't just water it at the top and get the bottom watered. So we've got irrigation about halfway in. And so we've got to take a look at it, decide how long it takes in the various environments, how long it takes for the water to get down to a specific point so that we don't drown these things. And so there's a lot more to it in the topiary than it would be in the ground. In the ground, you're just going to look and see, well, did it live? Did it die? You know, that's really what the gardeners do. And a lot of times it's experimental.
Well, I think one of the things, you know, now this will be what year number is this on the topiaries for the Festival of Flowers?
I think this is six. This is year number six.
And you've been there since the beginning, and you were kind of just, I'm going to say, hooked into doing this, and it kind of grew on you. Ha, ha, ha.
That's right. The first year, I forgot how many topiaries we had, but we didn't have that many. There were a lot of small ones, and they're still here. Right. I mean, the flamingo and the seahorse, the butterfly, the T-Rex, the lion. So, and I think the gorilla was here the first year. The Fuji camera was here. And so that first year, we learned a whole lot. We had just a few plants in them. We didn't have to really, you know, we just didn't know what was going to happen.
But you were out there all hours of the day and night. I remember Catherine Smith and Kay Self. You guys could be out there. I'd be up there at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and you guys would be out there plucking and doing all this stuff.
Exactly. I feel like in some cases, let's say the water feature at the federal building, I was kind of hidden over in the back doing some things. And
you
I
didn't realize you were a topiary.
That's right. And the people were a little bit startled when I did kind of stand up and say something to them, you know.
Live topararies. I like that idea. Why can't we add that feature?
But, you know, one thing that you can, that I liked, enjoyed in that particular part, even though I was there until the, say, midnight in some instances, it was, I could listen to the comments that the people had, and they were just amazed by it. And every year we've got more foot traffic downtown. The topiaries look better every year. We've got a lot of experience under our belt, and all I can say is it's just going to get better. It won't get worse.
Well, you know, the other wonderful thing, though, this year, since the city has taken it over, it'll be out for the Festival of Flowers and through the month of July, so that'll cover the Festival of Discovery and the Blues Cruise, which will be fabulous.
That's right, and we're hoping that we don't have the heat that we had last year, because it did take a toll on some of them, but we're going to, with the irrigation, we're going to improve on that. We're going to see what we can do to keep them out there longer. And we may put some of them out a little bit earlier.
Well, you know, once that starts, people just really flock to Uptown Greenwood. Now, what was your experience, Ann? You know, this is your first year of actually working on the topiaries, correct?
Yes.
What was your experience when you first saw them in the last couple of years out there in Uptown Greenwood?
I was just amazed at all the color, and I was also would do what Dwight was talking about. I would listen to the people and the kids and just how much everybody loved them. And so I thought, well, this is a really neat thing. You know.
So for the opportunity to be part of it and working on them, that has to be pretty awesome for you.
Yeah, it's a huge privilege and honor. I just, I know when I came to the interview, it seemed like I got hired in about 10 minutes. And I thought, wow, I just, you know.
You didn't blow that interview. You did a really good job.
It worked out really well. So I'm just really, and it's worked out really. Dwight and I, we think alike, and we laugh all day. I mean, he's an incredibly funny man, and it just jokes all day. So we have a lot of fun along with, you know, some serious work that we do here. So,
well, you know, I am surprised to see that they're in this good a shape at this time, because I can remember seeing the topiaries in the past, you know, where they had them out at Piedmont Tech and we had school children taking care of them. They used to be out at Wesley Commons and they were taking care of them and they did a great job. That, don't get me wrong, but I'm surprised at how advanced they are right now, Dwight.
Right. This is what a proper greenhouse environment will do for these things. It's amazing what you can do. And we can propagate, I mean, I'm confident we can propagate just about anything that we need to propagate for these and even more. And I'm wanting to have plants out here that people don't normally see. What you see at a nursery are plants that's their money-making plants. They'll just have a ton of a particular variety. And so what I'd like to do here is introduce the people to more, let's say, different plants, and then see how you can put them in the landscape. That's the big thing right here. I really don't, going back to how good the topiaries look like, I don't look at the topiary as a whole. I look at the problems. I look at the things that are wrong, and then we've got to fix them.
And that's why you're the city gardener.
Well, that's what they call me. And we've got some new plants in these topiaries this year. The camera is totally replanted. It's got some of the plants that were in from last year, but for the most part, every plant that's in it has been replanted. And it really looks great this year. It's got a lot of different colors in it. And some of the topiaries just look the same. We've got the tiger really looks good this year. We've done a lot of work at the base. So when these plants grow, you're going to think the tiger is in a woodland setting. Got lots of color in it. Orange and white is what we're trying to do there. And next year, it'll be better. I mean, we've got plans for next year on just about everything.
You haven't even got through this year yet, Dwight.
You always think ahead, because every time you're working with a plant and you see what it does, you know what it's going to do in the landscape, and you're thinking, all right, well, maybe this plant would be good over there. Well, what if we did this? Let's do a little bit of design. What can we do to make it look more natural setting? But those are the things that we're trying to incorporate in it. And hopefully we can, one goal of mine is to have all of the plant material on a website somewhere. So you go to the website, you'll have, let's see, if you want to know what's on the elephant, you click on that, you get a list of plants, plus you can also find out what the culture is for them.
And there you go. Hey, we're going to hear more from my tour right there at the greenhouse here today. Stay tuned. Right now, it's time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on the 72 bypass. Gracie is being very peaceful this afternoon. And just kicking back here, hearing all about the topiaries that'll be coming to Uptown Greenwood. You know, somewhere in here we're going to talk about having, you know, how they have the elephant walk for the circus. Well, I think we should have the topiary walk when they start putting the topiaries out. So talking to Dwight about that today. Got some other interesting ideas we talk about here. And I think what is so exciting is to talk to people who are so excited about the job that they are doing. Yes, it's a lot of work. Yes, it takes a huge commitment. But the enthusiasm about what's happening this year and what's going to happen futuristically, they didn't show me their wish list, but I understand it's getting pretty long. So before we get back to my conversation with both Ann Barklow and Dwight Long, let's go ahead and check the weather. It doesn't get any better than this. Right now, 69 degrees, beautiful sunny skies, a little bit of wind out there, but not too much. What are we looking for tonight? Well, it'll be some clouds, a low of 41. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 63. And then tomorrow evening, looks like mostly cloudy skies with a few showers late, low of 41, chance of rain 30%. So that's what we're looking for this evening and for tomorrow. We're going to go back where Dwight is telling us some of the things he'd like to do. They want to make the topiaries really a much bigger part. Not that they're not a huge part already, but with education aspects to it and tours being able to set up. So, I mean, they have a lot of ideas, and it's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of time. But you know what? With the team that is assembled down there with the city of Greenwood, I think it's probably possible it's going to happen. So let's get back to the interview and hear what Dwight has to say. I think it's something about what they could put on the internet for people to be able to look at the plants and see the type of plants that they're actually using and whether they fit in your landscape. Another big part that's actually saving them money is propagating all the plants right there. They're not buying them. They're actually propagating them and growing them right there at the greenhouse. So here's Dwight and Ann Barklow right there at the greenhouse in Uptown Greenwood.
One goal of mine is to have all of the plant material on a website somewhere. So you go to the website, you'll have, let's see, if you want to know what's on the elephant, you click on that, you get a list of plants, plus you can also find out what the culture is for them.
So this is going to be something that's going to be, you could almost say, interactive. And then if you want to do something in your home, in your home gardens, you'll have the information. You won't have to guess. Is that the plant?
That's right. Now, one thing that the public needs to understand is it's not just, okay, I like this plant and I'm going to put it right here. Well, that's not exactly right. You've got to look at the environment. You've got to look at your light situation. You've got to look at the shade.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and plant it, and when it dies, I'll be mad at you, Dwight, because you didn't say, oh, Ann, you can't plant that there.
Well, you know, we get a lot of questions on, you know, can I put this in my yard? What's the problem? Well, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is...
Test your soil. That's the first thing, right?
Test your soil, because every plant's going to have its requirements. What we're using here is going to primarily be in a neutral or to little acid conditions, and that's what you've got in your landscape out here. But you've got to understand all of it. My first thing is I'm going to ask that person, well, how much light does it get? Where does it sit on your house? Which way is it facing? Because plants, when they get taller, if it's too much shade, they may not color up. They may not bloom at all.
Have we thought about any vegetable topiaries? I mean, vegetables like you could put strawberries or some tomatoes or something in the topiaries.
Some Swiss chard would be good on top of the elephants. Swiss chard on top of the elephants. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I think you've gone to something.
Because people are looking at
gardening. They could
gardening.
Make a salad while they sit by the elephants.
But people are always looking for small spaces, maybe not have a big space for a garden. So, I mean...
The things that you could do is, where we have the topiaries, we could put herbs and so forth in the landscape around it. Put it in front of one of the restaurants around here. They just go out and grab them some herbs and take them in and cook.
More ideas. You better write that one down, Ann. Get that one on your iPhone. But those are the type of things that makes it so neat. And I know you said in the next couple of weeks you're going to be outside, Dwight, more working outside, getting everything ready.
That's right. We've got to prepare the beds for all of the landscape plant material that we have. And we've got to, let's say on the topiaries, we're painting right now some of the bases so that they will look better. As far as the landscape goes, we've got to get out there and prepare the beds to take these plants. We'll put some new compost in the ground, mix it in so that they'll do a little bit better than some of the areas. Some of the areas that we have, there are too much water, so the plants aren't doing well right there. We may have to transplant them or just rip them out completely. It's going to be sort of a dynamic downtown. Eventually, we'll have different things out there every year. And that's what I want to see, and I know that's what Ann wants to see. We like things different.
Well, Ann, you know, what's been your favorite topiary to work on? Have you had a favorite one?
Gosh, the monkeys. I don't like monkeys.
Okay.
I'd have to say the elephant is one, because I got to put the headdress on, and I enjoyed that. But I really kind of got into the Clemson Tiger, and Dwight designed a lot of it. But we brainstormed together on ideas, and I just love how it has that woodland setting. So I guess, and of course, there's a lot of horizontal on that one where I'm more comfortable.
Flat surface, right?
That's yeah, right.
Flat
That's
surface.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so you're thinking that it could be end of May then, maybe, when the topiaries could make some debuts?
I think usually it's the third week in May to the last week in May, third or fourth week. That's when we're going to try getting them out, because it does take a lot of effort to get them out and prepare each one. There's a lot of work that just, it's not just putting it in place. We've got to mulch. We've got to put some soil in places where we don't normally have. And sorry about that. That's my phone warning me. We'll turn that off. Apologize for that. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So it takes a while. We've got 39 topiaries. And so all of them have to get out.
And they all have special needs.
They do. Especially
they're a needy group of plants.
They do. The monkeys are really something that we got to be careful with. They like bananas. And okay. occasionally they throw one at us. And me being as coordinated as I am, coordination strikes once a week, and I'm never ready for it. And so the banana peels, not a good thing in the greenhouse, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. Now, I know, Dwight, when we talked before, one of the things that you had talked about was having educational tours in here at the greenhouse. Is that something that's still on track?
It is. We're trying to, with this greenhouse, it's more of a, I think, an educational setting. And when the people come in, we've had a lot of interest in garden clubs wanting to come out and see the topiaries and have us talk about the topiaries. We've got two coming up. One's a year away from here where we'll have a garden club coming in. And then in a month, we'll have another garden club coming in. So we just want to make this an educational place. We want people to see what can be done with the plants, what it takes. And doing a topiary of this size for the very first time is daunting. Let's just say that. That may be another word that we can... It's scary. It's really scary. The first year, the first 2 years was kind of scary for me because I just didn't know what these plants were going to do. Now I'm pretty confident I can make
you
any of this
work. You walk over there to the horse and say, "Hey, how you doing today?"
Well... he calls me Wilbur.
Mr. Ed, okay, the talking horse, yeah.
There you go.
But it's...
All right, yeah, we're talking horses and talking horses, and I just uploaded a picture of Ann onto Facebook, combing over the camera, sprucing it up. It really looks fabulous. It's the Fuji camera. So if you go to WCRS Radio, you should see that picture up there. Just a minute, we're going to post the picture of the horse. It is looking magnificent. Hope you're enjoying our conversation about what's going on in Uptown Greenwood, getting you excited about the topiaries that will be coming. They have a lot of work to do, though. They have to get all the plots of land ready for the topiaries to come, and they'll be planting plants and whatnot all around it. They've got the water effects to do, so lots of work still to be done, but it is good to see that the topiaries are in this good a shape already. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Watch the pros work outdoors, and you'll see why they choose Husqvarna Power Equipment. For exceptional power and performance, superior precision, and amazing control. Perfect your landscape with the same precision, power, and performance demanded by the pros. Husqvarna, professionally proven outdoor power equipment.
I'm Guy Harrison. You go see my good friend Paul Kennemore, Greenwood Saw Company.
Oh, that's right. Right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Gosh, gold price has gone down some. You better come see us before it drops too much further. But do want you to know we're paying the highest prices around, whether it's sterling silver flatware, whether you're trying to settle an estate, whether you just don't wear it, so you might as well sell it. Bring it right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. You'll be glad you did. You know we're on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. Well, we are right here, and we have been, I thoroughly enjoyed myself this morning down there at the gardens, the Greenwood greenhouses down there. It is a huge facility, but certainly is enjoyable to be there. The topiaries are looking marvelous, darling, and I know that they are going to be, as they always are, a huge hit for this year. So they'll be coming out real soon. They've got to get the grounds prepared in Uptown Greenwood, and I think by the end of May that they're going to be out, or at least they'll start putting them out for, of course, the Festival of Flowers, and then a real treat for the people coming in for the Festival of Discovery and the Blues Cruise in July, because the topiaries are going to be there during the whole time. So this is really going to be spectacular, and those people that don't come here for the Festival of Flowers but do come, shall we say, for the for the Blues Cruise and the Festival of Discovery, the barbecue. They are going to be amazed at these topiaries. Of course, it's going to take a lot of work to keep them in good shape out in the heat and all for 2 months. But you know what? I'm confident that Ann Barklow and our master city gardener, Dwight Long, will be able to do the job. So without further ado, let's listen to some more of what Dwight has to say. He's talking about challenges here right now.
It's really interesting to see. It's a challenge, and I really like a challenge. I know Ann likes a challenge. A challenge is what makes you grow
to the next level.
That's right. And if you're not challenged, I can't sit idle. If I sit idle, I'm asleep. And then I miss the TV programs, and I just like that challenge.
Mr. Ed.
And Wilbur. But that's the thing. And I do enjoy talking to the people on the square. I'll answer any question that they have, or at least to the best of my knowledge, I'll do it. And that's enjoyable. And watching the kids. And we've got some little surprises for next year. I think the kids will really like it.
Okay, I guess I'll have to come back for another interview is what that sounds like to me there, Dwight.
That's right. We're trying to. There's some things that I've had on my plate for years that I've wanted to do. And next year, I'm thinking we can incorporate some of these things.
Well, you know, it almost seems like when you put out the topiaries, you know how they have when the circus comes to town, the elephant walk? Mm-hmm. It almost seems like we should have a topiary walk as they bring some of them. Now, some of them I know are huge, but, you know, wouldn't that be interesting? A parade of sorts as you bring the topiaries out.
Yeah, well, they've got a wine walk downtown. We have a topiary walk. We can get the people to come over and just kind of, well, actually, when we start putting them out,
right.
It's amazing. The people find out, and they come down to watch us put them out.
Sure.
And here we are.
Trying to garden and stuff.
Right, and getting irritated with each other because that's not the right place. You need to move it a quarter inch to the right or a quarter inch to the left. You know, you got to be exact on these things. They do start taking pictures, and this past year they were taking pictures up until the end, and we got to take a picture before you take it, please let us take a picture. And so this is great. I mean, it brings a lot of foot traffic downtown. The businesses enjoy that, I'm sure.
Sure.
So I think it's just great. It costs a lot of money. It's not cheap, but it does have its benefits.
Absolutely. Well, we have been here today with Ann Barklow, and she is working, she's a master gardener working here with Dwight Long, the city gardener. And I tell you what, you guys just look like you are in heaven right here. Would you say that, Ann?
Yep, I'm in heaven.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come out today. We'll be playing this afternoon at 4 o'clock on WCRS, 1450 AM. I certainly hope you can tune in and hear yourselves on the radio. Thanks so much, Dwight.
Thank you.
And Ann, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. Thank you so much. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. That's right. That was the interview that we did actually this morning in Uptown Greenwood at the Greenhouses, which are right there on Phoenix Street, actually across from the soccer fields there. So I actually drove by it once or twice, didn't even see it right there. I don't know how I could have missed this huge facility, but it is awesome, and I really appreciate Dwight Long and Ann Barklow taking time out of checking for all their little seedlings and how they were growing and everything. They did tell me about some of the pest control animals that they had there. I think they told me they had a tree frog that hops around there from one to the other and takes care of any pests or insects. They have a lizard or two. In fact, everything stops when the lizard is out. They all stop and watch the lizard doing his thing there. So it's a real living microcosm of nature there at the greenhouse. And of course, you know, some of the good things. Well, number one, this has been paid for out of hospitality funds. You might ask why. Well, because it helps generate more business by having the topiaries here. So it seems like it is a win-win situation. So whether it's the Festival of Flowers or whether it is the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. The Festival of Discovery, of course, is in July, right after the 4th of July, about a week after that. I don't have the exact date, but the Festival of Flowers, of course, starts just about the whole month of June, all kinds of activities, and it'll be great to have the topiaries back there. Of note, I do want to tell you that they're even growing the plants, propagating, I guess I should say, the plants that will go in the Velux display there by the fountain. So much to see, and you'll have a great time. And make sure when you go uptown, whether it's morning, noon, or night, make sure you have that camera with you and make sure you take lots of pictures, because as that 2 months goes on, those topiaries are going to change some. Even though they're going to be the same, they're going to change a little bit. And of course, they've got to have plenty of plants on hand to be able to replace those that, I guess we could just say, burn out. Dwight did tell me that he is really excited. He said the tiger is really going to look spectacular this year, so we're excited about that. The Lander Bearcat is actually going to, this year, instead of making it floral for the t-shirt part, it is actually going to have a real t-shirt that it's going to wear. And it's having to be made out of special material, so it'll hold up for the 2 months there. So lots of new things happening with the topiaries this year. And if next year, I'm telling you, I just feel like I'm going to be blown away by what they're going to do. But what a great time I had, and what a great opportunity it is for Greenwood to have all these fabulous topiaries here. Of course, coming up next week, it is the Masters. Looks like spring is going to get here just in time to make it super nice for that time of the year. And, of course, the flowers are starting to bloom. So it really is blooming in Uptown Greenwood. It's actually blooming all across Greenwood. So 69 degrees out there. Looks like we might have a little bit of rain tomorrow. But that's going to make everything pop that much more. Don't forget now that the I Love Ann Show, Peggy and Ann, that's me, are on at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we do interviews after that. We will be posting, I've posted some more pictures on Facebook. We'll post the rest of the pictures that we have. And don't forget, you can always go to our website, that's WCRS1450AM.net, and either listen on the radio or at 1450 AM or on the stream at WCRS1450AM.net or download the app. That's right. Download it one time and guess what? After that, just hit the app and you'll be listening to WCRS. Hey, that's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.